Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Universal Principle Hour with your host and chancellor of the Jewel University of Immortal Science for Immortal Living, Dr. Jewel Pookrum, with her co-host and Universal Principle Support Facilitator and Training, Ms. Felicia Muhammad.
Blissful greetings and welcome. How are you? This plasma. Welcome to the Universal Principle Hour. And today, this plasma, we are discussing, we're doing part two of Cultivate Self-Sovereignty. What do you think about you? What do you think about you? And this is, I'm excited to be able to offer this sharing and continue the conversation. And as we prepare to delve further into the conversation, we want to, as always, remind us that what is our purpose for being here? What is my purpose for being with you? Every plasma, every heptad, to share with you and empower you and give you the tools and the information by which you can do what? Master the language of the universe. Master the language of the universe. And in your capacity to master this language of the universe, you are learning and reclaiming your capacity to be the living God that you are created to be. So we are excited and enjoy that state of consciousness by which we empower you to be able to know what it feels like, what it sounds like, what it looks like as you are being the living God you are created to be. So we are going to share with you the frequencies that are present for us, this plasma that supporting us to be in alignment and in sync with the natural order of time. So I have my water for those of you that are driving. Please stay focused. Heighten your sense, your auditory senses, so you can listen and get to where you're going safely. And for those of you that are at home, please take out your notepads so you can take some copious notes in order for you to be able to practice being in alignment with these principles each and every plasma. All right, so this plasma we have, it is Ken 68, and you can learn more about the Ken, and you hear us reference plasma and heptad, so plasma is a day, heptad is a week, and that is the language of returning to our natural order of time, syncing up with the natural order of time. Time is art, money. So you can learn more about the 1320 and being able to sync up with natural time by visiting and enrolling at the Jewel University into our 1320 course, and also visit Law of Time, thelawoftime.org, thelawoftime.org. All right, so Ken 68, Yellow Electric Star. I activate in order to beautify, bonding art. I seal the store of elegance with the electric tone of service. I am guided by the power of free will. Ken 68, Yellow Electric Star. I activate in order to beautify, bonding art. I seal the store of elegance with the electric tone of service. I am guided by the power of free will. Ken 68, Yellow Electric Star. I activate in order to beautify, bonding art. I seal the store of elegance with the electric tone of service. I am guided by the power of free will. And so we are present in our chakras. Let's see, we're in our third chakra. Yes, yes, yes. So this is the solar plexus, right? The color is yellow. And so all of that ties in to you being the living God that you're created to be and the tools that you have access to by which you're now choosing to embrace and embody in each moment so that you no longer are just reacting, all right, to circumstances and situations. So now you're understanding that you create them. So now you're choosing to create different experiences for yourself. All right, so with this information, it's going to now help you to evolve and begin to cultivate your capacity to self-govern. So we're going to hear from our sponsor, and we're going to be right back to share with you why is it important now for you to embrace and accept your capacity to govern yourself, and what does that really mean? What does that really mean in the cosmos, with the universe, God, however you refer to the all in all of this existence that all of us are embodying. So we're going to hear a break from our commercial our sponsors, and then we will be right back.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
All right, so we are back, and welcome back to the Universal Principle Hour, and we're sharing with you our topic, this plasma. We're continuing part two of a conversation we started last heptad, and it is cultivate self-governance. And we're speaking specifically this plasma relative to what do you think about you. So when we look at self-governance, we're going to go through some definitions. Now, we're going to review the definitions we talked about last week so you can have a context and encourage you to, as I'm sharing with you about my experiences of being able to cultivate this self-governance, what do I think about me, I want you to, should you choose, because you don't have to do anything, I want you to consider going within and reflecting on yourself, going within and reflecting on yourself. So, cultivate. So let me just be very transparent. We are here at the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living. We are on our third plasma. Yes, today, yes, this plasma was the third day or plasma for the creating a life of sovereignty. You can be sovereign in this lifetime. So this conversation and this experience, you know, was birthed out of our experience in Mexico with cosmic healing retrieval, cosmic memory retrieval, cosmic healing and memory retrieval experience. And now with, of course, everything that is happening in the world, and our purpose is supporting you to be able to reclaim your body's owner's manual. Well, we here at the Jewel University provide you with all aspects of that, of your capacity to do that, because we understand and we know who you are. And even for those of you that you don't know who you are, we're here to help you to recall who you are, all right? And if you choose to not act the part of your divine coexistence, then we're still going to treat you as the God that we know you are to be, because you are a reflection of us, all right? So let's move forward with cultivating this self-governance, and I want to just share that, because this whole aspect of sovereignty, that what that means is empowering to help one to be able to connect into your original design, your original lifestyle design, all right? So when we look at cultivate means, as a verb, it means to till or prepare, all right? Latin, it is cultivatus, till, or cultus means care or labor. Care or labor. So keep that in mind. So when you're cultivating something, you're caring for it, you're working, you know, you're extending energy, all right, focused attention, energy on what you are caring for, right? So when we look at self, self is what? One's own person, the same, right? So as we look at governance, govern is the word, and the Latin root word of govern is gubernare, all right? So it means to rule with authority, to steer. Gubernare is to direct, rule, or guide. And govern means to rule with authority, steer, S-T-E-E-R, or to be at the helm of. To be at the helm of, so you're the guide, all right, direct. And as we talked about, I shared a couple of experiences last Health Tad about, you know, being in an abusive relationship and having a verbal, I mean, a physical abusive experience, and then being able to get into another relationship, and then it was mental, you know, and it was more verbal. And so was helping us to be able to change, all right, I'm saying that word intentionally, change how we blame other people for things that are happening to us. I helped you all to see last help Pat, that I was the man that those two situations had in common. So I could no longer keep looking outside of myself and blaming somebody else for something that was happening to me over and over again, right? And so it only had to happen a couple of times. Well, that's true, because I would say maybe some years later, I still did experience the mental and the verbal aspect of it. And many of us, you know, we do it, you know, we are verbally abusive, and others are the ones that receive it, and then we get passive aggressive, and then we withdraw, and it just shows up and creates all type of experiences that either we accept our responsibility in creating, or we continue to blame others, and we don't take responsibility for the part that we played in it, and we still continue to get it over and over and over and over again. And it shows up in different circumstances, different people. And the principle of it is still the same. And so the principle and the point is that when we continue to have certain experiences, you want to now, okay, taking the wisdom from this experience, you want to now be able to ask yourself, how did I create this, you know? Or what was I thinking that attracted this to me or caused me to have this experience? How was I thinking about it, or what was I thinking about, you know, the particular circumstance? So as you can, and I tell you, I'm not going to prejudge. I'm going to be in alignment with non-judgment. So I'm just going to say that I tell you, when you begin to accept responsibility for your stuff, I know for me, it supports me and takes a lot of the weight off. You know, it doesn't necessarily always feel good, okay? It does not. However, in that period of discomfort, as I am acknowledging and looking at and accepting full responsibility, whether other people had a part that they played or not, but I'm accepting full responsibility for me, because I can only control me, can't control nobody else. So as I take full responsibility, I experience some discomfort, and then immediately at the same time as I'm breathing in and allowing myself to feel the discomfort, loving myself, feeling the discomfort, feeling myself, loving myself, feeling the power of the discomfort, the weight is released. The stress is lifted off of my shoulders, you know. And so you should try it. You know, you should, that's a word we don't use here. You should experiment with it, all right? And check out the benefits, you know, that you have and how it increases, if you're open to receiving it, it increases your self-esteem, it increases your confidence, at least that's been my experience, and it actually supports me in being able to be more trusting of myself. And I think, before I do certain things, you know, and then I'm always checking my motivation and my intention, all right? I'm always checking my motivation and my intention. And that doesn't mean I'm perfect, because sometimes the personality or the ego is like, whatever, and we're going to do this anyway, and it still happens, you know? So, again, being able to care for yourself and look at why you do what you do, and cultivate that essence of you that is of the higher frequency, that is innately the higher self, the God essence that is within every cell, every muscle, every tissue, every fiber of your being. So as we prepare to go to a commercial break, we're going to leave with you and prepare for the next segment, sovereign. What's the definition of sovereign? What does it mean to be sovereign? It means, it's an adjective, you know, adjectives describe nouns. So it means great, superior, highest, supreme, right, chief. So when we talk about being sovereign, we want you to recognize first that it is a way of being. It is a process too, all right, a physical process, but we're dealing first with the spiritual, the mental, the emotional, the we're dealing in those three realms first, because again, once you recognize your innate capacity to be sovereign, then the physical aspect of it comes right along with it. That's just a part of the process. All right, so we're going to take a break and hear from our sponsor, and we'll be right back.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders: HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
All right, welcome back. So we're discussing cultivate self-governance. What do you think about you? And so we're dealing with universal principles and laws of purpose and self-love and what you, how to accept the results you're creating. All right, how to accept the results you are creating. And helping you to embody and embrace and have an open heart to be able to see that when you think about cultivating self-governance, this empowers you, because we are, most of us want to have control and be in control, right? So when you understand that being sovereign is your innate an original design by which you are created, then from the, as the living God, you naturally conduct yourself as such, all right? And because we, most of us, have been imbued, enslaved, you know, or have experienced programs by which we have been disconnected from our true essence, or we weren't always reared up to be able to be confident in being the living gods that we are created to be, because our parents were and our parents' parents were not. So since we have that frequency in our genes and in our DNA, we now have the capacity by which we can choose to recall and reclaim, and this was another show we did a few weeks ago, Reclaim Your Greatness, all right? So when you know all of this, all right, and you're being the Christed one in your family to be able to change the trajectory of generations to come after you, all right, you now are provided with the tools, the information, the equipment, the thought processes, everything that you require in order to co-create now a totally new experience for your family line and those whom you have influence with, right? Those whom you have influence with, your environment, your aura, all right, that you carry with you and the people that you attract to your aura and in your environment. Now you have an opportunity to be able to support them as you're evolving and helping them to be able to also cultivate this self-governance, all right, because this is your, again, your innate state of being and your original design that you were created with. And so because of whether you were conscious of it or not, choices made, all right, via previous embodiments, previous experiences, now these are the circumstances that one has to, should you choose, because you do have free will, you can choose to change and transform, or you can stay in the matrix, stay in the program, stay plugged in, and just keep getting what you get, you know? So with these principles, they support everyone, no matter what your color is, no matter what your genitalia says, no matter, doesn't matter who you are, even if you don't believe in a higher power or any of that. You're atheist, you breathe the same air I breathe, you get access to the same air, water, fire, you get it too. So we all have, it's a level playing field for everybody. All right, because the universal principle, the universal laws and principles do not discriminate. And so why is that important in your capacity to be sovereign? It's important because when you think about, and let me ask you this, have you ever just taken the time to think about you, you know, think about what you think about you? Have you ever just sat back and thought about yourself? I mean, I really want you to think about that. And when you have thought about yourself, what were some of the thoughts, the emotions, thoughts, and feelings that you were having as you think about yourself? And some, I know the answer is no. I've never just thought about it like that. And for those, for many you who have thought about it, it has been derogatory things, quote unquote. You know, low vibration characteristics. You're not this. You're not that. You know, and when that is the experience, and that is the thought process, and that is what that's the record that's playing. Then when you look at your life and what you're creating, it's reflective of your thoughts. So as you begin to now choose to cultivate until settle on the best part of yourself, you know, and extract the best part of yourself in every moment, you know, you are now able to, and I'm encouraging you to embrace the power, your hidden power. Embrace your hidden power of all of the gems and the jewels that you are, all right? And so it may take some, it may be a very trying experience for you to do that, especially for those who, you know, all you've heard is what you're not. You haven't heard, oh, you are beautiful. You are, you know, I really like the way you swept the floor. You know, you haven't really received many compliments, so it might be a little challenging for you to find the courage to want to think about what you think about yourself, because what you think about yourself are programs from what others have said about you. All right? And so just know that you're supported, you're in a safe space, and you now have the frequencies, the energies that are available and that are ready to support you to be able to now raise your confidence, have the courage to, like, yeah, well, you know, what do I love about myself? I love that I can, in spite of how I've been talked down on, I still can keep my head up. Again, there's no judgment in what it is. You want to find something that you love about yourself, you like about yourself, and begin to cultivate that. Begin to care and appreciate yourself for that and be grateful, all right? So it's really, you have access to the information, the tools, and the vibration, the frequency, the thought waves that you can now sync up with to be able to find and develop and heal your greatness, because you have it within you. You have it within you, and you can just ask. You can simply ask. If your circumstances and environment is such where it has been so depressing, that's a judgment, it has been so non-productive to uplifting you and making you be able to want to find the aspects of you that you like about yourself, because all you keep hearing is what you're not, then cancel that, clear that. I'm declaring and holding space with you right now that you can find something, no matter how small it is, you can find something that you like within yourself that you can care for, you can cultivate, and you can begin to build and accept your greatness. That's highly important for you to be able to begin to have the conversation and just ask, okay, universe, however you refer to it, if you say Allah, if you say Jesus, if you say God, Buddha, Zoro, however you refer, you know, to the universal source that breeds all right, just ask, what is there? Is there any good in me? What is it? Make it so clear. Ray Charles can see it. No pun intended, Ray Charles. I love you very much. I'm just saying. We know Ray Charles is blind. So, and you have eyesight to see. However, you're challenged with being able to see what is good within inside of you or what qualities that you have that are of the God, all right, and the universal source. So when you are without physical sight, your non-physical sights and intuitiveness are heightened. Your other senses are heightened, all right? So with you now being able to ask the question, the thoughts that come after that are don't judge them. You know, just take the observer position. Take the observer position and take a look at what's coming through. All right. Listen. Listen with your ears. Listen with your heart. And observe. Again, don't make a judgment. Be like, no, that me, that can't be me. Because, yes, that can be you. That one thing that you're resistant to accepting that is of a high vibration frequency because you have been in an environment that has always been tearing you down, you know, in a low vibration frequency, that thing that is of the high vibration frequency and you're resistant to it, 9 times out of 10, yes, that is for you. So begin to embrace it. Begin to embrace it and be open to receive. So I have a little story that I want to share with you as we talk about cultivating this cultivating this self-governance and what you think about yourself. So me and my husband had the opportunity our last health chat. We went up to Sedona for a few days, and he just had a solo return and on Monday. So we went up to Sedona for a few days, and we go up there pretty often, you know, because I do healing retreats as well. And so that's one of the places that we always take the women that come and the people that come, so we can connect into Mother Nature, connect into the energy, connect back to the native land. All right, up in Sedona with the Red Rock. So this opportunity, we went and stayed like I think it was 3 days, 2 or 3 days, and so we had the opportunity to go to all of the vortexes. And yes, we made it to the top of at least one. And when I tell you, OMG, you're talking about cultivating self-governance. That was a couple of times I was like, I cannot go any further. My legs were like, are we really doing this right now? And I was like, yes, that's what we're doing. And there were a few times I just had to stop and just breathe it out. You know, and had to slow my breathing down. So one of the plasmas, we came down, and, I mean, we met some phenomenal people. We met some phenomenal people, OMG. And so one of the nights we came down and we were getting ready to go back to the hotel. So the next plasma, the next day, we had a really intense conversation, okay, really intense. And it was interesting because, you know, when you are talking about how you're moving forward in your life and what's the next phase that you're living in and you're dealing with past experiences that we continue to bring up in the present because we never dealt with it in the past, right? And so when you are starting anew and beginning to move forward in your life, those things that you haven't dealt with in the past, they still continue to come up. Because, again, when you don't deal with it, you're going to be, because you're a living God in action and you master all of your terrain, you will have an opportunity to master that experience so you can go to the next level. And so we were having a conversation, and we were talking about, you know, some circumstances that was happening in the family, our immediate family, and how we wanted to be able to move forward and be able to bring whoever wants to come along with us, you know, and have them to make the decision. But as they see us progressing, then they won't be able to say, oh, y'all didn't. You didn't tell me. You didn't try to help me, you know. And it's like, no, we are not going to be allowing that experience to happen, you know. So he and I are both on the brain balancing program, and I was like, we need to share this with everybody so they can say we didn't tell them. And so we were talking about one of our members in the family who we wanted to share it with, and he was like, I don't think they're going to do it. You know, I know this person, And I'm like, you have to give them the opportunity to be able to have their own experience. You must do that, you know. And I was like, well, wouldn't you want that done for you? If I was experiencing something, wouldn't you want me to share it with you? And then you can decide what you want to do with it. And he's like, but I know this person. And so it's a really close person to him. And so I was like, you know, and I was starting to really get all in my feelings about it. And we're going to go to, I know my sponsor like, okay, really, you need to hurry and wind the story up so we can go to a commercial break. Okay, so I was really starting to get in my feelings about it. And so I had to remember the principles, and I was like, okay, and I had to look at it. I was asking myself, okay, so what is he reflecting back to me that I don't want to deal with? And I was like, okay, I had an answer for that one. And I was like, okay. So then as I was able to breathe through it, we got to the core of it. And so I said, the problem is you don't want to have to deal with the person. You think you're going to have responsibility and you don't want to have to deal with it. And he was like, you're right. He said, you're right. And so it was such a loving experience, you know, to be able to see my husband be able to express where, you know, there were some areas where he, out of habit and what wasn't done for him, was now repeating the same cycle with a loved one that he cares about. You know, not intentionally, it's just it was out of habit because it wasn't done for him. So he wasn't able to do it for somebody else until we were able to have this conversation and recognize it. And so by us being able to talk about it, for one, it brought it to the surface. It brought it up so we can look at it as living gods, having access to more brain tissue now and not reacting to circumstances, because now because we have access to more brain tissue, we know what areas of the brain to go to when we are dealing with certain circumstances. All right? And so in being able to do that, you know, he was able to open up about some more experiences, you know, where, you know, he feels like he might be falling short. And it made for such a expansive and enlightening conversation. So I was able to reflect on what he was sharing and see how the mirror-mirror principle applied to me and what was that reflecting back to me. And, you know, I was able to allow him to just speak freely, not be in judgment, you know, and be like, oh, men don't do that. You know, no, none of that. You know, and I was so proud of myself that I was able to nurture, you know, be nurturing and allow him to just say it and just be able to get it out. And with that, you know, it made for the next day. I mean, that's the next day is the day we made it to the top of the other vortex. I mean, and that one was a doozy. But we made it. We made it, you know, and everything is energy. So by us being able to expand our energy with how we communicate with each other, the top of that particular vortex, we met some phenomenal people. So I wanted to share that, and we're going to take a sponsor break and hear from our sponsor, and we'll be right back, and we'll continue.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neuronutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
All right. Welcome back. So I was just sharing in the last segment an experience my husband and I had in Sedona, and being able to have a really, well, okay, it's a judgment. But in truth, it's a fact, because at that time it was a tough conversation to have. Because, you know, he and I don't have any children, but he has children, so I have children, right? And so the stance could have been, well, you know, these are not your people, you don't know them. You know, he could have, that conversation could have went all kinds of ways, trust and believe. It could have went all sorts of directions. And again, due to the fact that we both are, we both agree that we know each other are living gods, and we're choosing to conduct ourselves as such, you know, and he knows I have nothing but love for his people. He have love for my people. And again, being able to express from the heart what the observation is. It wasn't a judgment. It was an observation. It's just simply asking, you know, okay, so you don't really want to have to deal with it, do you? You know, and he was honest and answered the question, and it was like, no, I don't. You know, and I didn't judge him. You know, I didn't. And I was like, okay, well, that's interesting, and that's what we have to look at. And so we were able to do that, and that is a part of in the relationship of cultivating self-governance, because both of us are sovereign beings. You know, I wasn't born with him. He wasn't born with me. I got my own sovereignty over here. He got his sovereignty. And so now when our sovereignties come together, we're able to govern and respect and be superior in our own rights as sovereign beings. So we're able to reign. He's able to be the king in his kingdom. I'm able to be the queen in my queendom. And when we come together, we're the king and the queen of the world, right? So we rule. We have dominion over all that is up under our feet. So it's important that as you embrace these universal principles, these universal laws, that one is able to, in every direction, be able to look at the choices that you're making. And when you look at the choices you're making, what do you have to do first? You don't have to do anything. I'm encouraging you to think about why you do what you do, what's your motivation, what's your intention, and guess what else? This. What is the purpose? And when you're really clear on what the purpose is, that supports you in being able to now shift your thought process. All right? It helps you to shift your thought process. And when one can shift their thought process, you can now be able to willingly accept responsibility for what you're creating, because you're intentional. You're intentional with how you're thinking. You're intentional with what you're doing. And when you're intentional about how you're thinking, you're intentionally creating a blood quality. You're creating chemicals that support the organs of your body to be able to be in a environment that is of a high vibration frequency, that is free of toxins, that is free of trauma, drama, right? You're able to now activate your body's ability to self-heal. And we all have this capacity to do this, all right? We all have this capacity to do this. So as you embrace and accept the fact that, yes, you are sovereign within your own right. You are great. You are superior. You are supreme. And we talked about last heptad about, you know, some of these words. If you are still in the enslaved mentality or the comparison mentality, you've been programmed to think that, oh, you're saying you're better than the next person. No, that's not what this is saying, because everybody born is a sovereign being, right? And so when you are sovereign within your own right, and the other person, again, is sovereign within their own right, then as two gods coming together, you're able to work out, navigate, manage, create mastery for all involved. you're able to create mastery from all involved. All right? And so as you are growing up into being this living God that you're created to be, and you are choosing to put away and transform the programs that no longer serve you, all right, that have contributed to the experiences that seem to be what they call BAD or traumatic, you're now able to look at it from another perspective. You're able to look at it from another perspective. You're able to find high vibration qualities in that experience that because you live through it, you're now able to see how it happened. All right. You're able now to see how it happened. You're open to being able to see how it happened. And now you're able to support someone else and not having to have the same experience should they choose. All right. So now you're able to share your experience with someone else, help them evolve and expand and embrace their capacity to be the living God that they're created to be without all the drama that you might have had to experience. All right. And so that's a benefit of why you want to now begin embracing, start with the thought. You might not be there all the way in your mind-body experience. You just want to start with the thought of being the living God that you're created to be and allow yourself to just sit and imagine, what would that be like? What is that like? And allow yourself to close your eyes and see on the big screen, you know, of your frontal lobe what that would look like. And just allow yourself to be. All right? So I want to take some questions. So if you have a question, about what we're talking about, you know, cultivating self-governance. What do you think about you, you know, being this sovereign being, being great, being superior, being supreme, and what that looks like as you navigate throughout your life? I would love to have a conversation with you, you know, or answer a question or hear you get some feedback from you. So, engineer, are we ready to, can we take some questions? So what we want you to do is raise your hand. You can hit star one, all right, if you have a question, and let us know where you're from and what's your name, and then we'll get your question. Go from there.
Greetings and welcome, everyone. I'm going to call out your first six numbers, and when and then you could state your name, where you're from, and answer your question. Thank you. 843-861. Go ahead with your question.
You have a question?
843-861.
Okay. All right. I see we have another question, another hand raised.
Caller 347-603, please state your name, where you're from, and go ahead with your question.
Greetings. This is Dr. Heather Pearman.
Hello. Hey, Dr. Heather, how are you?
I am wonderful, and thank you for taking my call. So, you know, just listening to your show, and I'm just so grateful that your topic. And, you know, could you, you know, being that we are so heavily into talking about sovereignty right now, and, you know, how this really is the key to allowing us to, you know, evolve, complete our missions and evolve off of this planet, evolve off, not die off, but evolve off. You know, just to share, can you just share in regards to, you know, just giving examples as to what a sovereign life will be like for someone if they go down this route of sovereignty? You know, if you can just share some examples of what that would look like for them, you know, because, you know, earlier you were discussing, you know, looking at the great things within yourself, right? Looking at the things that we necessarily don't pay attention to. Pardon my friend Magic there. But, yeah, if you could also share on what the life of, like, a sovereign being will be like, you know, especially if we're tapping into the greatness of who we are.
Okay. Yes. Thank you so much for your question. That's Dr. Heather Pierman of the Psychoneuroimmunology Hour here on the Jewel Network. Thank you, Dr. Pierman.
Thank you.
Yes. You're welcome. So, yes, the life of a sovereign being. Okay. So when we look at the abundance, all right, so as a sovereign being, that means what? Free reign, right? So when we look at how we conduct ourselves as sovereign beings, when you go to the store, all right, because you have abundance, abundance being the natural state of affairs, meaning the access to resources that you may understand as money, you know, gold, diamonds, land. As you are navigating through your life, your capacity to be able to share and live off this land supports you in being able to connect with other sovereign beings. So sovereign beings are immortal, right? So that's another aspect. Another aspect of having a sovereign lifestyle is you speak to everybody. All right, you don't have a need for turning up your nose and not making eye contact with people, right? So let's bring it closer to home. Being sovereign, you understand and have knowledge and processes by which you're now disconnected from the codependency, the cognitive dissonance of what's happening out here in this world. Taxes. Okay, who is that? Says who? Really? So when you truly begin to reclaim your sovereignty within yourself first, your personal relationship, being a sovereign being as the living God that you are. Now, physically, as you go out and navigate through the world, you are free to go wherever you choose to go. And when you go there, you conduct yourself not out of arrogance. You conduct yourself as a living God, as a sovereign being, because you respect your sovereignty, because you know that with you being sovereign, others are sovereign. All right? And so there's a language that we use as sovereign beings, all right? The frequency and the energy of being sovereign, like I said, with the taxes, that's a non-issue. That's a non-issue for you, because you're connected back to your original design. You're connected to the land, right? You govern and you barter. You determine how you're going to relate and do business with each other, all right? So being sovereign means it's what you say it is, all right? It's what I say it is. What we agree upon, then that's what we are going to do. That's how we're going to conduct ourselves, and that is how we choose to navigate our business, build our empires, and navigate and manage our communities, all right? Thank you so much for answering that question, Dr. Pierman. And with that being the case, today for our sovereign, creating a life of sovereignty course,
You Can Be Sovereign in This Lifetime, Dr. Jewel Pookrum is our instructor for this 13 plasma course. We are on, you have till midnight tonight to enroll in the course. All right, you can still get in. You'll get the replays from the previous 2 days where you can get caught up. You have a time span by which you can get caught up and move forward with us as you now begin to understand spiritual sovereignty, physical sovereignty, mental sovereignty, emotional sovereignty, sovereignty as a way of life, the sovereignty lifestyle. All right? And so you can visit us at www.juis.education. Visit us at www.juis.education. You will see courses as one of the tabs, and you can click on courses in the drop-down. You will see Create a Life of Sovereignty. All the details are there, what you're going to learn, the tuition, and the times. We meet at 6 a.m. every morning, 6 a.m., all right? And so this has been so expansive because, like Dr. Jewel said yesterday, nobody is talking about this. Nobody is talking about it, and I have had some sovereignty experiences relative to the process, relative to starting the process of becoming sovereign and reclamation, okay? So I have had some experiences, and I am so grateful that for those experiences and now having a balanced brain by which now I'm able to receive the benefit of those experiences and now be up-leveled in my understanding because I have access to more brain tissue and I can move around in other neighborhoods as I'm listening to Dr. Jewel be able to present, give us information and tools by which now we can process what it means to be sovereign on another whole frequency, at another whole level. And whether you have a balanced brain or not, this course is for you because when you are in this course with us, for those of us that have balanced brains and for those of you who don't, because everybody in the course is not on the brain balancing program, all right? So for those of you that are not on the brain balancing program, your neurons, and this is that mirror, okay, your mirror neurons will be reflecting and picking up what Dr. Jewel is sharing, and you'll be able to get it. You will get it. And it's requiring us to really to go within and to, again, think about what we think about. What do you think about you? This course is definitely empowering us to accept our capacity and reconnect with who we are, and that is being God in action. All right? We are great. We are superior. We are supreme. And we have the heart and the mind.
Thank you for sharing this hour with us. You've been listening to the Universal Principle Support Hour of the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. Join Dr. Jewel and Miss Felicia here every Wednesday at 5 p.m. on the Jewel Network, hosted by thejewelnetwork.com and the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living Jewish. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.com. If you'd like to contact us, please send your emails to Universal Principal Support Group, UPSG@JUIS.education. We love you. This broadcast is under full copyright and trademark protection owned by the House of Jewels. This broadcast in its entirety nor any part of this broadcast can be reproduced, copied, transcribed, placed in podcast format, placed into MP3 format, or suspended on any internet digital location without express permission from the House of Jewels, Washington State, USA. To reproduce or suspend this broadcast in any digital location other than the Jewel Network is prohibited, and legal proceedings will follow accordingly. Thank you for listening.